The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Charles Kelly's here from Lady Antebellum. Where's everybody else? What's
going
on?
They're lingering. Hillary is a bit of a talker.
She talks.
And so if she gets stopped.
Hi, Dave. Grab a microphone there.
I was talking with Hillary. Sorry.
So you were talking amongst each other. We're live. Good to see you.
We
were
catching up. I'll watch my mouth. No, I'm kidding.
You have a potty mouth?
She hasn't cussed since 08.
You should see her parents.
She does those nice, beautiful songs about Jesus.
And not cussing.
I guess I could say welcome back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know you restructured some stuff, and now you're back, and you're smiling. Holy crap.
I'm excited, Charles. Man. We got a new single we're about to put out, in May, called What If I Never Get Over You, and it's a duet between Hillary and I, a big harmony song, and it's my favorite thing that we've probably cut since Need You Now, and so I don't know, it's, it kind of feels like the calm before the storm. Hopefully, we're about to get really busy and just get to enjoy this weekend and no pressure and kind of gear up for a big year, hopefully.
I thought you were going to go on the golf tour there for a minute.
I did too. My wife did. And then I kind of feel like my game, I'm playing so much that I'm actually getting worse. So I need to now take a break from it. That happens.
Take a little golf sabbatical.
That's right.
So it happens.
That's the way I do it. Once every month or two. That's all you need.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
I am not a good golfer. Not at all. Were you at the Topgolf thing today?
No, but we've been here today, doing the radio interviews and stuff.
Unlike these other hackers.
So I played a little golf yesterday. Weather was nice. That's why I'm probably red right now.
You're looking good.
All right.
You got a nice tan.
Good.
Yeah.
So are you done in the studio, or is that still going?
We've recorded half of the album, or six songs so far, and one of them being the new single. And we're writing and really kind of listening to songs and working with Dan Huff and our label at Big Machine to kind of select the next batch. And we'll record those before the end of the year. Yeah.
So has Dan Huff given you the do it again look?
He's tough. Is such an artist. Well, he does. He pushes you in there vocally, which is great. You know, we like that. I mean, we like a lot of, he's just got so many great ideas. I mean, he always has the answers. And I mean, you know, when you really kind of look at producers and, you know, a man like that has been at the top for as long as he has been, it's not by mistake. You know, it's because he really is that talented, and he plays every instrument under the sun. And it's just been a really fun experience. And again, we've just tried to not rush this process. We think this is going to be probably the most artistic record we've ever made. And, you know, really getting back to a lot of the sound of the first couple records. And it's refreshing to kind of have that and have the support and excitement of the new label, Big Machine. And I mean, they're ready to get out there and kill for us. And I love that feeling. You know, it's great.
Well, surrounded by the best people possible, we're going to push you to heights you've
hopefully
probably never seen.
We're hoping.
Which is great. You guys, of course, have a great career and so many great things, and a nomination coming up this weekend, and that's going to be great. And
thank you very much.
It's so good to always see you guys, and hopefully you're going to start a tour soon, right?
I think you guys plan that. We're out in Vegas doing a residency here.
Well, that's right.
A lot this year, and then we're doing a bunch of shows. But yeah, really, it's about the new music. We'll be putting together a big tour when this record launches as well. So we got a lot in the works.
So the people that do residencies out here, do you guys all get together every once in a while?
We all live in a house.
It's like a fraternity.
We have a brunch every week.
No. Us and Celine live together.
Have a little dinner.
Nope. That's not the case.
I don't know if they know us.
And it's interesting, too. So many of the nights that we perform, the other artists are performing on the same night. So anytime we want to try to go catch, you know, another artist, we're normally working. Yeah. So it's one of those things where we kind of just see that we pass the billboards in the car and just we're like, man,
Steven Tyler.
The last time we were here, my little girl Isley, she loves the Backstreet Boys, and so on one of the nights of our shows
she ditched us
and my husband took her to see them. So, you know, priorities.
We're old news to her.
Brian's here.
I saw him.
Did you see
him?
Ben Bailey,
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. If Isley knew that I was here and Brian's here, she'd be
mad
at me.
Take a picture and send it to her.
Yeah. I might have to.
What mommy's doing. All right, good to see you guys.
Good luck this weekend.
Yeah. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
You look like you're having fun again. That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Lady Antebellum on 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.